When the positions of the pits were computer-modeled against the movement of the sun, their true importance became clear. The calculations showed that on Midsummer's Day, the eastern pit's alignment with the sunrise and the western pit's alignment with the sunset intersect at the location of where Stonehenge would be built some 400 years later. Accurate solar alignment on this scale provided proof of a day-long ceremony held to celebrate the passage of the sun at the summer solstice.
The linkage of these pits with the cursus, which is sometimes regarded as a processional route to mark the passage of the sun, actually links the cursus itself with the position of Stonehenge, because that's the point which we presume observations were taking place. So at the point that the cursus is built, Stonehenge is acquiring significance as well.
The revelations about the cursus suggested that the site of Stonehenge had a ritual significance at least 4 centuries earlier than originally thought.
It's possible that the pits predate Stonehenge and they relate to the phase of activity before Stonehenge was built associated with the cursus. This creates a very new and exciting aspect to the Stonehenge landscape, which we've not recognised previously.